As an important start, the Board of St. Albert and District Further Education Association is proud to announce our new board executive members for the year 2024. Congratulations to these hardworking community members. Their dedication, commitment and passion for building learning opportunities for all is inspiring. Ahmad Sani, Board Chair. We are delighted to have Ahmad Sani step up into the chair position. Although a leader of our newcomer men's group for a few years now, Ahmad joined our board in late 2022. He arrived in Canada from Nigeria in 2007. He and his wife Rashida live in St. Albert and have four children. Ahmad Sani, a seasoned IT professional with over three decades of industry experience, is the managing partner of SH Plus Technologies Inc., an ICT service company dedicated to delivering top-notch services to small and medium-sized businesses, SMBs, and not-for-profit organizations. Beyond his role in the corporate sector, Ahmad is deeply engaged in community service, serving as vice chairman on the board of directors for the Art and Heritage Foundation of St. Albert and as a member of the board of trustees for the Nigeria-Canadian Association of Edmonton, NCAE. Ahmad is a fervent advocate for lifelong learning and community engagement. He is an enthusiastic reader and learner. His commitment to community well-being extends to aiding newcomers settling in the community, reflecting his dedication to fostering inclusivity and support for those new to the area. He believes that learning is meant to be lifelong. Kim Armstrong, Board Vice Chair. Kim Armstrong has been associated with St. Albert Further Education and the Community Adult Learning Program in Alberta for a number of years. We were fortunate to have her join our board in 2020 and this year she continues in the role of Vice Chair. She has a background in social work and is knowledgeable in the fields of adult education, Indigenous relations and has worked with newcomers to Canada. Kim Armstrong has been a part of the St. Albert community since 1987 and she and her partner Dennis still live in our city. She is a locally elected official and has served as a trustee for the St. Albert Public School System for four terms. She is currently serving as their board chair. The proud parent of three, Kim brings a passionate and community-based perspective to her work on both boards. Kim believes in equity, diversity, inclusion and accessibility for all. Elena Bensusan, Board Treasurer. Elena Bensusan comes to us with many years of board experience. She joined our board in late 2022 and this year continues in the role of Board Treasurer. Elena is a partner in Nash Giroux LLP Chartered Professional Accountants. She earned her CPA, CGA designations and started her career in Canada in public practice in 2006. Elena has experience in engineering and management. She also has lived experience as a newcomer to our country. She speaks English, Russian and some Ukrainian and lives with her husband Patrick in St. Albert. They have two grown daughters. Her company focuses on small business owners from various backgrounds and helps them to start business and achieve business success and to be in full compliance with various government reporting. Her company also works with recent immigrants to help them to understand Canadian financial reporting and tax system, to aid in their integration into Canadian society and our business environment. In her free time, Elena enjoys reading and family times. Ryan Russell, Board Secretary. Ryan Russell has accepted the position of Board Secretary, a new role on our board executive team. Ryan Russell is a technology professional and small business owner. He was born and raised and currently lives in St. Albert, Alberta. He is very excited to step into the secretary role for St. Albert Further Education. Ryan is a current Further Ed board member, since September 2022, and is active on several committees. He brings his past not-for-profit board experience, along with his background in technology and business. He is passionate about helping out where he can, as the more community awareness just means that more people are being assisted and/or educated in amazing ways. If you see him at Further Ed booths at various city events, please say hello.